Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bella Lawal. Today is Saturday, January 29th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Open Your Heart to Truth. Our text is taken from the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. As it was said, in John chapter 7 verses 2 to 5, we read about the unbelief and opposition of the brothers of Jesus against him during the Feast of Tabernacles. Go where your followers can see your miracles, they scoffed. You can't become a public figure if you hide like this. If you can do such wonderful things, prove it to the world. Verse 5 says specifically, for even his brothers didn't believe in him. There's no doubt that his brothers would have heard from their mother about the miraculous birth of Jesus and the amazing stories of his childhood. Their father Joseph must have told them about how he received angelic visitations several times concerning Jesus. Yet, they didn't believe in Jesus. This tells us something. Believing is with the heart. You choose to believe, and you choose to harden your heart. That in verse 6, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Open your heart to God's truths. So much is revealed to us in the scriptures about the divinity of Jesus and the salvation in his name. Embrace these realities. God's desire is for you to be filled with the knowledge of his will, to know his truth and walk accordingly. That's why we find a prayer of the Spirit by the Apostle Paul for God's children in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 from the Amplified Version. For this reason we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. From the beginning, God chose me to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. And belief of the truth. Therefore, it makes no difference how many antichrists false prophets and false teachers are out there in the world. I can't be deceived, for my heart and mind are anointed to know the truth. I have insight into kingdom mysteries and secrets. Glory to God! For further study, please read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 from the Living Bible. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 11 to 13 and 1 John chapter 2 verses 20 and 21. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, God's desire is for us to be filled with the knowledge of his will, to know his truth and walk accordingly. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bellavich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotion, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bellavich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotion. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.